Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Air Transport Association's, IATA's, 81st Annual General Meeting at New Delhi's Bharat Mandapam today. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. The World Air Transport Summit will focus on key issues facing the aviation industry, including the economics of the airline industry, air connectivity, energy security, sustainable aviation fuel production, financing decarbonization and innovations, among others. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said that during the event, leaders from around the world will get to witness India's remarkable transformation in the aviation landscape and its contribution to the country's socio-economic development. The last annual general meeting of IATA was held 42 years ago in 1983. Union Agricultural Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reached Jangethi village of Meerut yesterday and interacted with the farmers at the Chaupal under the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan. Union Minister informed farmers about the central government schemes. He said the currently running Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan will directly introduce the farmers of the country to new agricultural research and will ensure an increase in the productivity and income of their fields.
किसान के साथ बैठेंगे गांव में जाके उनसे बात करेंगे उनसे समझेंगे कि तकलीफ क्या है तब खेती आगे बढ़ेगी.
The Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, is weighing all legal options to challenge the defection of its 7 legislators in Nagaland. The party's chief national spokesperson and national general secretary, Brij Mohan Srivastav, in Bhopal, said the party will examine the matter at a micro level and explore all legal options to approach the court. He said, "Our legal team will weigh every possibility." Mr. Srivastav confirmed that the NCP will scrutinize the case under the provisions of the Anti-Defection Act. He also reaffirmed that the party remains committed to protecting the mandate given by the people in the last assembly election. The party has accused the NDPP of violating alliance principles by allegedly poaching its MLAs, an issue that is likely to be raised at the next NDA meeting. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashwani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we explore a new aspect of yoga to help energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. This morning, we will learn about bandhas and mudras. Bandhas and mudras are practices associated with pranayama. They are viewed as the higher yogic practices that mainly adopt certain physical gestures along with control over respiration. This further facilitates control over mind and paves way for higher yogic attainment. However, practice of dhyana, which moves one towards self-realization and leads one to transcendence, is considered the essence of yoga sadhana. We will know more on the Shatkarma practice in our next series. MLA and Advisor for Tribal Affairs and Election, H. Tovihoto Ayemi, yesterday called upon the students to remain consistent, passionate and fearless in the pursuit of their dreams. Speaking at the 13th Felicitation Program of Meritorious Students organized by the Nagaland Bhojpuri Samaj, Mr. Ayemi encouraged them to pursue careers they are passionate about, emphasizing that success is not measured by certificates or medals, but by waking up each day with excitement and purpose. A total of 14 toppers of HSLC and HSSLC were felicitated. Besides, 25 other students were also felicitated on the occasion. Heavy rain continued to pound the northeastern states, disrupting road transport and train services. Torrential monsoon rains have claimed at least 27 lives across the northeast. Authorities have issued alerts across the region as more rain are expected. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to chief ministers of Assam, Manipur, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh yesterday and offered centres full support. Rescue teams, including the NDRF, SDRF, fire services and local authorities, are working round the clock to help those affected. With more rain expected, officials are on high alert and continuing efforts to reduce damage and deliver relief. Out of 27 victims, 9 died in Arunachal Pradesh, 6 in Meghalaya, 5 each in Assam and Mizoram, and 1 each in Tripura and Nagaland. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.